the age, especially youth. Shraddha, faith in goodness, not in passion and ignorance. Ritvik, the priest. Vividha Udhesa, worshipping different demigods for different purposes. Upachitai, enriched by. Sarve, all kinds of. Api, certainly. Kratubhi, by sacrificial ceremonies. Eta upadesam, according to the instruction. Sata kritvaha, 100 times. Iyaja, he worshipped. This is translation. Lord Rishabhdev performed all kinds of sacrifices 100 times according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. Thus he satisfied Lord Vishnu in every respect. All the rituals were enriched by first-class ingredients. They were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped, and the prasad was offered to all the demigods. Thus, the functions and festival were all successful. Please repeat. Lord Rishabhdev performed all kinds of sacrifices 100 times according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. Thus he satisfied Lord Vishnu in every respect. All the rituals were enriched by first-class ingredients. They were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped, and the prasad was offered to all the demigods. Thus the functions and festivals were all successful. Purport by His Divine Grace, is Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada ki. It is said, Komara Acharet Pragya Dharma Bhagavatam Iha 761 Bhagavatam. A ritual should be performed by young men, even boys at a tender age, in order for the ritual to be performed successfully. From childhood, people should be trained in Vedic culture, especially in devotional service. In this way, one can perfect one's life. A Vaishnava does not disrespect the demigods, but on the other hand, he is not so foolish that he accepts each and every demigod as the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is master of all demigods. Therefore, the demigods are his servants. The Vaishnava accepts them as servants of the Supreme Lord, and he worships them directly. In the Brahma Samhita, the important demigods, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and even the incarnations and expansions of Lord Krishna, like Mahavishnu, Garbhuda Kasaya Vishnu, and all the other Vishnu Tattvas, as well as Shakti Tattva like Durga Devi, are all worshipped by the process of worshipping Govinda with the words Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. A Vaishnava worships the demigods in relation to Govinda, not independently. Vaishnavas are not so foolish that they consider the demigods independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekaleshwara Krishna Arsabhavritya. The Supreme Master is Krishna and all others are his servants. Om Jnananti Virandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Guruvai Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha. Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So first I would like to express my gratitude to all of you, and especially Asim Krishna Prabhu, just landed this morning, and Jai Shri Radha Rasbihari Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shishigoni Thai Ki, and caught me this morning to give class, and I used to come to this temple when I was in Sholapur before, regularly, on a regular basis. But I can see that temple is always very, very vibrant. Lots of devotees, lots of brahmacharis. Very, very inspiring. So, this is the... it says here that the functions and festival were all successful. Actually, by performing yajna for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, and functions and festival were all successful. Actually, we can see that festivals also form an integral part of our culture, where every aspect of it is meant to bring us closer to Krishna. The karmis also, they do celebrate festivals, but not for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. Shamsidim Hari Toshanam. So yajna is meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. So here Rishabhdev, he is performing all kinds of sacrifices 100 times according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. So I it is also mentioned that it is performed, it is actually was performed by, it was enriched by first class ingredients. And they were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. So, it's explained in Bhagavad Gita. Agyarthat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandana. Work as a sacrifice has to be performed for Lord Vishnu. The wise work causes bondage. The same action that one would do, the same action would become the cause of bondage. And this is why we have to perform yajna actually for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. Another name for Vishnu is also yajna. Why Srila Prabhupada gave the example? He gave the example of the silkworm. You see, the silkworm creates its cocoon, its house. And what happened when the silkworm creates its house? The silkworm gets stuck and die in that cocoon. So who is actually the cause of its death? It's its own work. So yajyartat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandana. Same action will become, if it is not performed for the satisfaction of Vishnu, and the same action become the cause of his own death. So Krishna also explained in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yagyatapasham Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Bhoktaram Yagyatapasham. Bhoktara means he is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Krishna is enjoyer of all sacrifices. Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasham Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is also the proprietor of all the planets. Krishna is the proprietor of all the planets. So he has the right to enjoy because he is an only proprietor. Many people would also ask, why would be Krishna having so many wives? Why not? Because everything belongs to him. He is a proprietor. And then it is explained, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. He is the well-wisher of everyone. He's our best friend. So, he's everything. Gatir Bharta Prabhu Shakshi Nivashaha Saranam Surit. Gatir means he is a goal. Bharta Prabhu, he is the master. Shakshi, he is a witness. Nivashaha, he is the residence, you say? Shelter. Saranam, surrender. Surit means, again, a friend, best friend. Krishna is everything. There was one time, there was one person. He was a writer. He wrote a book on the how to make friendship. How to make friendship, yeah. And this book became very, very famous. And it was sold. Many books were sold. But at the end, this writer himself, he actually committed suicide. And before committing suicide, he wrote a note, small note, why he committed suicide. He said, I committed suicide because I did not have any friend. You know, he did not have any friend himself. So that means, so although we may have so many friends in this world, like on Facebook, people have many friend suggestion, let's say like that. But still people, they suffer from loneliness. Despite having so many friendship on Facebook, still people suffer from loneliness. Because who is a real best friend? It's Krishna. People have been able to make friendship with mundane people, but not with Krishna. So Sriram Sarva Bhutanam, he's a well-wisher. Krishna is the best friend. Gatir Bhata Prabhu Shakshi Nivashaha Saranam Surit. Krishna is everything. Regarding this, recently there was a court case in Russia. The Russian Christian Orthodox wanted to ban the Bhagavad Gita, calling it to be extremist book. And one of the reasons that they said that it is because Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, I think that is in chapter 10, right? Krishna said in the Gita, of the fish I am shark, of beast I am lion, of the mountain I am Himalaya. But one point they mention is Krishna said, of punishment I am Yamraj, the Lord of death. So the Christian Orthodox of the Russian people did not like it. He said, what kind of God is this Lord of death? Cannot be God. Maybe that's evil. That's what they said. So this is a proof that how their understanding of God is limited. Because Krishna explained here, of punishment I am Yamraj, the Lord of death. So that, just by reading that point, they said that this book looks like extremist. So that's why they wanted to bring that book to court. So of course, sacrifices has to be done, yajna has to be done for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. And when it is performed perfectly, then all the functions and festival become very, very successful. It is also mentioned that here it is also done according to the proper time and place. But we see that Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. Prabhupada established ISKCON in London, and that's also Soho Street. London, we used to say, people used to say, is capital city of Kali Yuga, you know. Right in the middle of the heart of London, Prabhupada established ISKCON in Soho Street. ISKCON is there, and just on the side of ISKCON temple there is a huge pub. Whoever been there, you can see that. And they drink up to midnight, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. But still, there, the Sankirtan Yajna is being performed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. And the Yajna for Kali Yuga, what is the Yajna for Kali Yuga? Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangas Paswadam Yajna Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasaha. So the Yajna for Kali Yuga is the Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is a process. Kalor dosi nidhi rajan astihi eko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrajat. The yajna for this age of Kali is the sankirtan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be chanting the holy name, singing, and after taking sannyas, Prakasananda Saraswati would be criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for chanting and dancing. Prabhupada used to say a simple process: chanting and dancing and feasting. That's a yajna for Kali Yuga. And then the Mahavaris would be criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for being a sentimentalist, engaged in sentimental activities. So one time there was a meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "You are a sannyasi, and how is it that you are engaged in chanting and dancing? Why are you chanting?" Sannyasi means to study the Vedic literatures, Vedic scriptures. But here it is also mentioned that the sacrifices are 100 times according to the instruction of the Vedic literatures. What is the purpose of the Vedic literatures? What is the purpose of the Vedas? Huh? What is this verse from the Bhagavad Gita? Sarvasya chaham hridaye sannivishto mata sarvam, and vidaishya sarver aham eva vedya vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. So I'm the compiler of the Vedas, or the Vedas I am to be known, of knowledge. Who is to be known? Krishna is to be known. And also explain in Bhagavad Gita, all the purpose of a small well can be satisfied by going to the reservoir of water. Similarly, the purpose of the Vedas can be satisfied by one who knows the purpose behind it. What is the purpose behind the Vedas? Is to know Krishna. Of the Vedas, I am to be known. So, but here, Prakasananda Saraswati criticizing Mahaprabhu, "Why are you chanting?" And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, my spiritual master told me that I am a fool number one, so I would not understand the Vedas. And he told me to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." And then they told him, "Okay, you are chanting, fine, but why are you dancing?" And then Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, that's also when I start chanting, then I start to dance, feeling ecstasy. Then again I went to my spiritual master and asked my spiritual master, 'What is this? You have given me a mantra and I'm chanting. As soon as I'm chanting, I'm dancing.' And then my spiritual master Ishwarpuri told me that, 'Yes, my dear child, you have achieved the result, the perfection of chant. This is the perfection of chanting.'" And one chant the holy name, one feel ecstasy. Tears coming from the eyes, rolling, dancing. And then the Mayavadis told Mahaprabhu, "Okay, you're chanting, you're dancing, okay, that's fine. But why are you not reading the Vedanta? Why are you not reading the Shastra, the Vedic literatures?" And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he said, "I want to say something, and I hope it would not offend you." And then they said, "No, no, okay, you can say, no problem. We will not be feeling offended." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vedanta is right. It's fine. Vedanta is perfect. But the commentary of your Acharya, that is not perfect. Nothing is wrong with Vedanta. What is Vedanta? Vedanta means the end of knowledge. What is an end of knowledge? Bhakti Vedanta, isn't it? Prabhupada's name is Bhakti Vedanta. Is to perform bhakti, devotional service. So Mahaprabhu clearly explained to them the meaning of Vedanta. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was also trying to explain Mahaprabhu for 7 days and night. But then he himself was converted after hearing the proper understanding of Vedanta from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he himself became Vaishnava, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So when he became great devotee, one time he was reading. Actually, the verse that was used by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Atmaramanscha Munayo Nirgaranta Api Urikrame. That even if one is liberated, still one becomes attracted to the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Example is given, Sukadeva Goswami. He was a liberated person, still he was attracted by the lotus feet of the Lord. The Kumaras also, they were liberated persons, but they were attracted by the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So liberation is not the ultimate goal. Devotees actually don't want even the four kind of liberation. Varam deva mokshamna moksham vadimva achanyam vrineham varishat appaya. I don't want any kind of liberation. I just want to have the darshan of Bal Gopal in Vrindavan. So much so that one time Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he was reading one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam which says Muktipade, is one line, one word, Muktipade. So he had changed the word Muktipade, and it's written, he wrote Bhaktipade. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why did you change this word Muktipade into Bhaktipade, yeah. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, yeah, because this mukti, the word mukti, I don't like. I don't like this word mukti. Since I became Vaishnava devotee, I don't like this word mukti. Why you don't like it? Oh, because this mukti word, mukti is a curse for the devotees. It's a curse. That's why I don't like it. But then Mahaprabhu said, no, this Muktipade also means a lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, oh, you may have your own meaning, but I don't like it. So Mahaprabhu was smiling. So because by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also became a Sankirtan devotee. One time early morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his home, residence, bringing Mahaprasadam and a garland for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So it was early morning. At that time he didn't have even taking bath, doing his puja. So when, after receiving the Mahaprasadam, immediately he honored the prasad. Same Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was a very strict Brahmana, would be performing all the ritualistic ceremony before honoring prasadam. But this time he just took the Mahaprasadam without even taking bath, even completing the puja. One devotee was saying, you know, word spiritual, I know spiritual, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L. So if you minus S-P-I, what is left? Ritual. And he explained what is S-P-I. S-P means Srila Prabhupada, and I mean ISKCON. So S-P means Srila Prabhupada, I mean ISKCON. If you remove S-P-I, what is left only? Ritual. You know. So here Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, even without taking bath, he just took the Mahaprasad, honored the Mahaprasadam. And then he said, yes, I have read from the Puranas, Padma Puranas, Skanda Puran, that Mahaprasadam should be honored immediately. Should be taken immediately. Should not be wait. Even if it is coming from a long distance, even if it is dry, should be taken immediately. And he explained that might be many consideration of honoring food at somebody's place. Many consideration. But Mahaprasadam should be taken immediately. Here also, it's mentioned in this verse that they were executed in holy places according to proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped, and the prasad was offered to all the demigods. So Rishabhdev, he was there performing all kinds of sacrifices according to Vedic literatures. Similarly, devotees also, we are doing Sankirtan Yajna in this age of Kali. Yajna Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. Those who are intelligent people will be worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead who came to distribute the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Gopimanandi. Thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. If there is any comments or any question.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Krishna.
In the middle of the purport, it is said they worship them directly. Can you interpret who is worshipping whom directly?
Of the purport?
Yeah.
Should I read it? Rituals should be performed by young men, even boys at a tender age, in order for the ritual to be performed successfully. From childhood, people should be trained in Vedic culture, especially in devotional service. In this way, one can perfect one's life. A Vaishnava does not disrespect the demigods, but on the other hand, he is not so foolish that he accepts each and every demigod as the Supreme Lord. Don't get this point. The Supreme Lord is the master of all demigods, therefore the demigods are his servant. The Vaishnava accept them as servants of the Supreme Lord, and he worship them directly.
Yeah. Who That's is worshipping whom directly?
Okay, we'll get it back again. The Supreme Lord is master of the demigods, therefore the demigods are his servants. Vaishnavas accept them as servants of the Supreme Lord and he worship them directly. The Vaishnavas accept them as servant and he worships them directly. The devotees. Vaishnava.
Vaishnavas are worshiping demigods directly.
No, directly here means worship the Supreme Lord. By worshipping the Supreme Lord. Further they explain that all the incarnations, even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, even the incarnations and expansion of Lord Krishna like Mahavishnu, Garbhuda Kasaya Vishnu, and all the other Vishnu Tattva as well as the Shakti Tattva like Durga Devi are all worshipped by the process of worshipping Govinda. With the words of Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So devotees, they do not worship demigods. Even sometimes people will be saying that it is mentioned in Nectar of Devotion that first we should be worshipping Ganesh. But there is no principle set up by Sri Prabhupada, by the Acharyas, how to worship even Ganesh, even Lord Shiva. There's no strategy or no model how to worship the demigods, you know. So that's why they said here that Vaishnava worship the demigods in relation to Govinda and not independently. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arsaba Britya. So only Krishna and everyone else it is the servant. Only Lord Krishna is Ishwara. Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sri Prabhupada ki Itai Gopi Manandi.